is Europe set to lurch to the right? After a big turnout by voters to elect a new EU parliament, there are signs fringe parties are set to make gains at the expense of Europe's political mainstream. Far-right and populist parties have been making gains, but so have the Greens on the left of Europe's political spectrum. And while there's support for candidates in favour of unravelling the European Union, pro-EU parties are still likely to dominate the 751-seat parliament. In the UK, meanwhile, Nigel Farage's Brexit Party also appears to be gaining strong support from British voters as counting continues. Europe correspondent Linton Besser is in Budapest, and I spoke with him a short time ago. Linton, there's been unprecedented attention and turnout for the European parliamentary elections. Why?
Well, for months now, we've seen a really heady campaign. On the one hand, we've seen the pro-European faction led by French President Emmanuel Macron urge voters to turn out, warning it was a seminal moment for the future of the European treaty. And on the other hand, we've seen a vociferous campaign by far-right populist candidates who are Eurosceptic, who want an anti-immigration position to be the default in Brussels, who want a Europe of nations. And they have been, forming together, coming together even on stage in Italy about 10 days ago. And that has really, it seems, galvanised voters.
Take us through the key results.
Well, the big story tonight is that the centre-right, the European People's Party, and the centre-left have lost their majority for the first time in decades. And the 751-seat parliament is now going to have a new shape to it and a new look. In France, Marine Le Pen, the far-right candidate, head of National Rally, has beaten Emmanuel Macron in a blow to the French president. In Austria, the far-right candidates there have done very well with 17.5% of the vote, down only a few points despite the major political scandal, corruption scandal that has cost them their leader, Hans Christian Strache. And of course, there's been a huge showing for Nigel Farage's Brexit party in the UK, which Sabra should never have had to even compete in these elections if they hadn't bungled Brexit.
Now, you're in Hungary, where the Prime Minister's far-right ruling party has increased its majority. What does that signify?
Well, Fidesz, the ruling party here, really has an iron grip on Hungary. It's won three national elections in a row. And now, yes, it's increased its majority in the European parliamentary contest, winning an extra seat. And Viktor Orban has managed to consolidate power here, not just through what is obviously popular politics, a hardline anti-immigration stance, but also in a series of controversial constitutional changes to the way this country is run, which critics say have nobbled the free press, have seen harassment and attacks on the civil society, on non-government organisations that want to assist, for example, asylum seekers, and even attempts to bend the judiciary to its will. So these are the kinds of politics that he wants to take to Europe. He himself describes them, Sabra, as a new illiberal state.
Linton, is it fair to say that the far right is on the rise across Europe?
Well, it is, but I think it's patchy. For example, in Germany, the Alternative for Deutschland, the far-right group on the exit polls, came in seventh. Now, that's a surprise, you'd have to think. And as I mentioned earlier, there's been a big showing for the Greens. So I think what we're seeing is the same trend we've seen in elections around the world over the past few years, where mainstream parties have lost the trust of voters, and voters are seeking out the more extreme ends of really both far ends of the spectrum.
That's our Europe correspondent, Linton Besser.